As we've reported, city officials last month unveiled a plan under which the city would buy out the Swinney Brothers from the Treasure Development and reduce the density by 50%. The price tag would be $30 million, $6 million now, the rest of the deal dependent on voters approving a $24 million bond next fall. Joyce, just last week, was sworn in as a city council member. He was given the chance to stay on as a planning commissioner until that body reviews the new Treasure plan, but he said it made more sense for him to take his council seat.
And it just made sense since the city council was already going to be essentially down to three if you pulled me out, because we're missing Andy's replacement, and down to three, that starts to get iffy if, you know, all of a sudden somebody's sick or something like that. You literally lose a quorum, and we can't afford to do that. So there was some good reason to keep me as a city councilor voting on that side. And once, you know, Adam was staying around and Preston was staying around, and you've got six of the seven city council or planning commissioners, it just really didn't matter. I mean, it's I'll be able to participate from either side.
The 50% of Treasure's density that is left is proposed to be a boutique hotel and 18 homes. The remaining partner in the project, the firm Part City 2, is planning to come up with further details this week when a hearing is scheduled before the Part City Planning Commission. Joyce said later on this month, the city council will have a decision session on January 23rd, followed by planning commission on the 24th. But he said he agrees with council's position that they would pull the plug if planning commission doesn't agree with the new plan.
Now, hopefully the answer is if the planning commission doesn't support it, there's some handful of things that would need to be fixed, and perhaps that can be turned around pretty quickly and we can proceed. But the city council was very strong about wanting to make sure that the planning commission really approved and supported this decision of the settlement agreement and the proposed development.
Okay, the planning commission gets the last word on this then.
Yeah.
He said he's hopeful that an agreement can be worked out at the planning commission level.
Park City 2, if they came in as the new applicant and had, you know, grandiose plans and were really pushing against the limits of what, you know, even at half the density they could do, I would be concerned. But it seems like just, you know, I'm not in the meetings. It's mostly being driven out of the planning department and the engineering department and the applicant. But I'm hearing that everybody's kind of getting things through. When they have disagreements, they kind of find a good middle ground and move on pretty quickly. So it's looking good.
He doesn't dispute planning chairman Adam Strawn, who says they're on a very tight schedule, but Joyce thinks they should push for this opportunity.
I think this is not clearly the normal process that we would go through for a development, but I think it's an opportunity that we have to push hard, and maybe we won't have all the detail we would love to have. But I think the real key is if we can get to some pretty strong caps that say for, you know, net space and gross space and parking, you know, we don't necessarily have all the parking designed, so you have everything of how it's going to flow, but you know that you're going to have this many square feet and this many parking spaces. That's going to be enough to address a lot of the issues, I think. And again, I'm not going to speak for the Planning Commission anymore, but it would certainly be enough for me, I think, personally.
Under the new plan, a cabriolet down to Main Street would not be part of the project, at least in the near future.
The current plan is that we will live with the town lift as it exists now. So the whole kind of two-step funicular cabriolet up and then a quad up from there will not be supported in the current plan. But from what I understand, everything they're doing says, hey, we may come back in the future and do something like that. But I've heard that instead of kind of doing get off of one lift and get on to the other kind of thing, that it might be something more like a gondola with a stop or something like that, or a quad lift with an intermediate stop.
Does this mean visitors at Treasure would resort to their cars to visit Maine? Joyce said he hopes not, and they do have another option nearby.
Because if you think about it, the town lift, I can look, it's just right over there, about a block and a half away, and there's stairs and things that are there. Part of the whole project has been to add stairs and to improve stairs. And so, yeah, I guess there'll be some people who won't walk the block and a half over to Main Street, but hopefully not.
Part City Council Member Stephen Joyce. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.